This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that community? Are you the exceptional Americans in that community that are stopping the totalitarians? You know, we talk about stopping the totalitarians, but it must be a local effort. Can't just be this global thing. No. You have to take responsibility yourself and stop the totalitarians. You have to stop the totalitarians. Now, I know that some people might find that a little bit difficult and say, oh, it's overwhelming, I can't do it. Remember, you are an exceptional American. You are empowered by the Constitution of the United States. You are empowered by the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. Our founding fathers gave you that empowerment. And who did they get the empowerment from to give to you? God. Your God-given rights. That's where that term comes from. The founding fathers made sure that, you know, you were in touch with God every single day through the Constitution. That's why you are an exceptional American. Do you find any other constitutions or declarations in any other nations on the planet that profess God? And the answer is no, nine yet, you do not. That's why I say you are empowered by God, not by government. The government doesn't have the power, you do. You are the force of the United States of America. That's why we are an exceptional country. This has been written about the United States and about Americans for years, as long as this country has been here and beyond. The dream of humanity is the United States of America. The United States of America. To be an American is the dream everybody has around the world. We know that. That's why exceptionalism for America is here. And that's what we do on this radio show, to empower you every single day with the notion, with the thought, with the belief that you are exceptional American. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It is, well, it's a special day. It's a special day. Yesterday, I catch up a little bit. Yesterday was Thomas Jefferson's birthday. Failed to mention it, but I figured since it's Good Friday, we can wrap that package into one show. So, yes, it's Good Friday, and things are happening all around the world. Naturally, Christians are being sacrificed by the evildoers. I mean, it's biblical. It's absolutely biblical, and the last 8 years have proven that the war that we are facing, the confrontation that we have right now, is biblical. This is a religious war that we are in, ladies and gentlemen. That's why it's so unusual for a lot of people to understand, you know, what's going on with Islam, and that we had 8 years of an Islamic president, and how that kind of screwed with our head, so to speak. We just didn't quite understand that. Well, it's real simple to understand, ladies and gentlemen. Evil wants to destroy the United States of America. Simple. Good and evil. And you have to know who the players are. Don't be confused by the miasma out there of words, of statements, of narratives that take you away from your exceptional American roots. Don't be confused by that. The left has had their day with political correctness, changing the narrative. It's over. And some people are really understanding that it is over. ISIS, anyone? The Taliban? Dropping a huge weapon of mass destruction upon the heads of ISIS fighters in Afghanistan. The Moab bomb, the mother of all bombs, 21,000 pounds of TNT dropped on their heads. I think we're sending a message to the world, ladies and gentlemen, about good and evil. Everybody says, well, that was a big bomb. It was. It was a big bomb. And, you know, one of the things I really like about what happened there, and you talk about Americanism, exceptional Americanism, stepping up onto the world stage, standing up and saying, no more tyranny. It's over. It will be over for ISIS soon. You know that organization that was ISIL? That's the way they pronounced it. That's the way they said it in the last administration, giving absolute proof and evidence that they formed ISIS. And they did. President Obama, Hillary Rodham Clinton, complicit in the formation of ISIS. Let's not change the narrative away from good and evil. ISIS, evil. America, good. It's about time that we got away from, well, mamby-pamby childish behavior towards the treatment of our evildoers. Or maybe you were the evildoers inside the United States. Donald Trump has made it different in the United States as of dropping that bomb yesterday. A lot of people don't understand it, but it's sending a message. One bomb, yes, on a highly, highly prized target in Afghanistan that needed to be bombed. We're talking about mines. We're talking about tunnels used for ISIS and Al-Qaeda, all designed to destroy and disrupt the United States of America. Guess what? The bomb took care of that. Huge blast radius. It's just an amazing, incredible bomb. I mean, and no one likes to talk about warfare bombs or whatever, but when you're destroying evil, and sometimes evil has to be confronted so strongly to make a statement. These were weapons that were used. This particular weapon was the largest conventional bomb we have in our arsenal. And I like the way Donald Trump played it out. I really do. This is exceptional Americanism at its finest in leadership. Donald Trump, the president, says, I'm going to let the military commanders do their thing. They've got the tools. They know what they're doing. They've got the tools in the tool chest, the military arsenal, what we have at hand. And they said, guys, you know what to do. Let me know what's happening. And what did? They went and did it. They went and did it. They took the tools that they have available to them and said, how can we send the strongest message? What can we do? We need to go back to the fight that was there after 9/11 when they attacked us, when the buildings were brought down. Now, you can argue how they were brought down, jets, bombs, planes, and so on. Listen, I'm really suspicious of 9/11. Are you kidding me? Building 7? And, you know, what about the videos? And I've seen dozens of videos, security videos around those buildings, and seeing the flash going off inside the windows of the buildings. Hello? But it happened. Who did it? We should ask Sandy Berger. You know, he was working for the Clinton administration. And in 2004, he got caught. Actually, I think it was 2003, actually. He got caught in the National Archives. What was he doing? Stealing documents related to the Clinton administration and their knowledge of 9/11. Gee, I wonder why that happened. Maybe we can go all the way back to 9/11 and bomb Afghanistan. Those were the tools that they were using, ladies and gentlemen. History and a large bomb. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. A21R.com. Paul at A21R.com is my email. Numana.com/Agenda21. Sponsors of Agenda 21 Radio. And the Liberty Tour 6. Yes, Liberty Tour 6. Scott Cahill all the way from Ohio. Damn special. Boy, this thing about Orville is heating up. I'm telling you, Jerry Brown is being called out by, of all places, the SAC B. I can't believe. And Agenda 21 Radio. I mean, it's kind of interesting, the coverage that we've been giving it. Well, people are starting to figure it out weeks ahead. That's Agenda 21 Radio. But anyway, the Liberty Tour, Scott Cahill's going to be here. Also, Katie Grimes, she's going to be here. She's going to be talking to us about some of the seminal work that she does. It's just amazing as a reporter. She's one of the finest reporters in the nation, in my opinion. Absolutely first class, first rate. And she's going to talk to us about, well, one of the grievances that the Jefferson movement will log on to, and that is voter fraud in California. It's not just California. We've been talking about this on this radio show now for almost a year, over a year actually, and really boring down after the June 7th primary out here, because when we had Katie on and everything, and we're talking about the fact that how they were doing voter fraud here in California on June 7th, because remember, that's when Bernie Sanders got smacked down by Hillary Clinton, and of course the evidence that we had, I mean, it was overwhelming that Bernie Sanders was going to win, but the fix was in. Well, Katie found out how the fix was in. And so did some other people I shall not name because, well, they have information, and we can't name them, about the voter fraud. So she brings out the article. She trots the articles out, and guess what? Oh, boy. We know that there's a template going around the nation. In other places in the nation, yep, they had the same type of situation going on. It was templated right here. It was worked out right here by the Democrats, the Democrats, the liberals, the globalists, if you will, to extend the voter fraud program template to the other states. And they got caught in Nevada. So we're going to be talking to you about that. It's just absolutely amazing. But the other thing that we're going to be talking about is the Declaration of Independence and how significant it is for you to understand the great work of Thomas Jefferson, whose birthday was yesterday, and what freedom and liberty means, and why you have it from God. So we're going to have that little chat with you. We're going to be listing the grievances to the state of California, and why the Jefferson movement is so important to, those grievances, and why a Declaration of Independence from the state of California is significant. So we're going to be talking to you about that. Okay, so what in the world is really truly going on? I mean, there is a world out there, and boy, is it really hammering. Right now, I want to give you a quick Orville update. I feel very compelled to do that because they're going to start spilling water over the spillway again. And right now, the elevation of the water is 865.65 feet above sea level. They say they're going to start spilling. They're going to spill today. They say, you know, dam jargon. Jargon in Demichinese, I guess you could say. So the inflows, interesting inflows versus outflows. Oh, yeah, 29,707 cubic feet per second entering the reservoir. Exiting 12,757. Yesterday there was a press conference. We're going to get more into details in that in the third hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. But that's what's happening. They're going to start spilling. There's a lot of stuff happening because, you know, we got a lot of details to cover. Jerry Brown is hunkering down and will not give up the reports. And boy, I'll tell you the one report I want to read about, and that you, and some of you are going to guess this, I want to know what happened. And I think I do know what happened because, you know, we just don't sit around here and do nothing at Agenda 21 Radio. I think we know what really truly happened on the night of the 12th. And now, and we've been, you know, talking about this, and now all of a sudden the SACB and others are going, hey, what did happen that night? And, oh, this is what the question is they're asking. And some of you, I know, in the tea parties around here will really appreciate this comment because you've heard me talk about it so much. What was Jerry Brown doing that night? See, this is what my theory was about Jerry Brown that night. And this was the night and almost 250,000 people in Northern California were evacuated on the call of the sheriff. Rightly done, by the way. The sheriff is a stand-up, honorable man who did the right thing. Guts, real guts to save the lives of almost 250,000 people, in my opinion. But where was Jerry Brown? And that's why I said, you know, obviously he's hiding. He was hiding until the 24th. He wouldn't come out. Oh, he came out a couple of days later and spoke at a very, very controlled press conference. If you can call that Jerry Brown has press conferences. Anyway, so I said, well, you know, where is Jerry Brown? He must be hiding under his desk in the bowels of the state capitol where it's really, really dark and he's amongst good friends, his fellow cockroaches. Strong terms. But we've been calling Jerry Brown out for a long time. And now I'm really, really happy to say so is everybody else. So we're going to get down to this, and it's going to be very embarrassing for the left and the Democrats in California. I'm sorry, but the Democratic Party, it could be over, believe it or not. With all the other things going on in California, think about what this movement, it's now, what's happened is you've had Donald Trump win the presidency. And his presidency, his administration, it's got legs. It's got legs, baby. In other words, what I'm saying is he's getting stronger in his administration because he's getting more people into his administration. It's a gradual process here, right? It's a gradual problem. I mean, some countries, they go to civil war over stuff like this, changing regime change, which is exactly what Obama wanted was some sort of war. And were they asking for it? Maybe it's going to happen in California. We don't know. We've been kind of documenting all that stuff. But that squeeze on the left is happening to the left coast, California right now. And Democrats ain't looking so good for you. La Raza. Anyway, just a few thoughts about that. But the Moab, we have sent a message to everybody about the Moab. And the Moab bomb, mother of all bombs, there's an acronym for it about airburst and all that stuff. This is a very large weapon, and the symbolism behind it is just enormous. Now, what problems do we have around the world? And this is where we get into the Drudge Report. Remember, it's Drudge Friday, but it's also Good Friday. It's Good Friday. Showdown with NK, this is on Drudge, in other words, North Korea, that's what this is all about. It says, Pentagon could move first. Now, what happened, Xi Jinping and Donald Trump? Now, we are hearing stories now that we have Xi Jinping on our side against North Korea. Yeah, obviously, when Trump brought Xi Jinping to Mar-a-Lago, and they had dinner, and at the same time they were bombing Syria, it may have had an impact on Xi Jinping. You think? See, I love it when a plan comes together. I have to get the music to The Godfather, because clearly they're having dinner, the bombs are going off, Xi Jinping drinking wine with El Presidente, who doesn't drink. Who's really in charge under those circumstances? If you know what I mean. I mean, you're in my country and I'm whining and dining you. And by the way, we're telling you that we're bombing this country, Syria, who's giving us problems. And, oh, by the way, what about North Korea? The petulant child, if you will. Well, it now looks like Xi Jinping is on our team. That does not look good for the petulant child in Korea. Wonder what he's going to do. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. U.S. may launch strike if North Korea reaches for nuclear trigger. I mean, this is a real, I mean, one of the things that really concerns me as I, you know, look at Korea, and we discovered this when we were covering that story about the missile and this colonel, I mean, sorry, this general Rossi, who was found dead 2 days after the event took place that we're talking about here. This missile that came in on July 27th, and everybody's scurrying around looking for it off the Pacific coast, off San Clemente Island, actually, from actually the debris field, purportedly, after we, or actually it wasn't us, our system, the THAAD missile system, failed. There was a missile that was reentering the atmosphere, and that missile actually was had a payload on it that was discovered to have been highly suspected of having a nuclear bomb on it. And that payload was provided by North Korea to China. See, this is what Xi Jinping. And that missile was launched days before and went into a low Earth orbit. And somebody by the name of Rossi, a general, determined that that thing could, looks like it's going to come over the Southwest. They were highly suspicious of the package. And in the package, they got the information was it's a nuclear bomb designed to detonate over the Southwest United States. Now, it's kind of interesting because if had that had happened, 100 million people may have died. The electronic pulse from the bomb, because it was supposed to be an EMP, would have wiped out a lot of people. So this story is that it was entering the atmosphere, and we fired, based upon the information that we suspected, we missed, of course. However, we had help because Rossi had informed and talked with the Israelis and the North Vietnamese. Or, I'm sorry, here I go again, the Vietnamese government. And the Vietnamese government uses Israeli technology to bring down missiles. Why? Because, gee, the Vietnamese, they feel very threatened by not just North Korea, but China as well. I mean, see that the Chinese and the Vietnamese, they don't get along so well. A lot of people don't know that history. What, you know, grew up in the Vietnam era, you figured that one out, even though China was helping communist North Vietnam at the time. See, that's where I get the North Vietnam thing. You know, I sometimes will slip, of course, North and South Vietnam. So what happened was the missile was brought down by their technology, 3-minute window, and brought it down debris field scattered from Hawaii over to Nevada. And so a great race went on to pick up the debris and all that stuff. That's where we caught on board with it. 2 days after this event, the guy who was blowing the whistle on it, who didn't report it to the president, because apparently the president, well, they were suspicious the president may let it go. They pulled the trigger and brought it down, this Rossi did. 2 days later, he's dead. He's dead in his house in Alabama. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the problem. See, we know this. We know what I just told you. You don't know that. Trump knows that. The government knows what I'm talking about. By the way, not one ping from anybody on our sources out there says we were wrong about the story. Not one. My people called me and said, you know, no one's complained about it. We're not hearing any retractions about it. Coincidentally, about a week after we reported that story, all of a sudden, CNN reports a similar, well, shadowy type of story. A what-if thing. It was very interesting because they showed the weapons, they showed the... I mean, it was interesting that they would do that. And when you looked at the story that CNN did, it was brought out by China. A lot of the stuff was brought up by China. So, you know, that's the Obama administration. Fast forward, we now have Moab, we now have Syria, and Xi Jinping dinner. And now we're living in a different world. We have this little tyrant. See, I refuse to mention Fat Boy's name. Why? He's a little petulant fat boy with a nuclear weapon. And nuclear material. He could bring this weapon over. He could bring a weapon over in a ship, in a sea container. See, this is the thing that really scares a lot of people, is what happens if you have that kind of detonation. Most effective nuclear bombs are designed to be airburst bombs. You probably don't know that. Explosion about 10 to 20,000 feet above the target gets you the maximum accuracy. Because you remember, if you drop a bomb into the ground, now this is where you get Moab. If you drop a bomb into the ground, the energy goes into the ground. If you drop a bomb and it explodes above the ground, then you get that energy to get a wider impact area above the ground. Get it? Just some basic bombing things. I had a guy who was a technician one time when I was back in the day in Southern California, who was actually a very interesting character. I can't tell you his name. I will not tell you his name. Who explained all this bomb technology. This guy was a creator of a very sophisticated defense system that's still in play today, by the way. And he went through this whole thing. He said, you know, some of this is classified, but I'll let you know what's going on. So, all right. I will absolutely forget everything. So I can't tell you. But this is kind of the explanation that went on. But this is all known. And that's why I say this region up in Afghanistan, up by the Pakistan border, where they have all these different tunnels and so on, in these mountains. I mean, this is a mountainous area. I don't know why they didn't use that before. Now, some people say, well, they have other bombs that are more effective. I don't know, man. It doesn't get any more effective than this one, other than a nuclear bomb being dropped in the ground, causing, you know, all kinds of... But this is what happens. It sucks the air out of the area for about a mile in diameter. The concussion is felt for miles. So it destroys everything at the target site, underground as well. So I think, perfect weapon. But again, it goes back to what Donald Trump has done as president. He has empowered, and this is this empowerment, he has empowered his military leaders. Now, what are you going to, what do the Democrats say? They're not saying much, have you noticed? Have you noticed that since Gorsuch, yes, our Judge Gorsuch, Mr. Conservative Neil Gorsuch, have you noticed that the clamoring from the left has kind of down, died down a little bit? It's because they now we now have a full court press going on in terms of conservatives. And it looks like we're still hearing rumors that Kennedy, see, this is the plan all coming together, that Kennedy may step down this summer. Just a few short months away. So this is my point. This is my point, is that if Kennedy's gone, we get an ultra-conservative court. Things will change. Why do you think the... You know, see, this is the thing. They were trying to do whatever they could do to stop Kennedy. It wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to... But this is the game changer. They lost that battle. The last great battle of the left... Right now, I'm telling you, this is what I was starting off with, is out here in California. I know people hate hearing about California news all the time, but ladies and gentlemen, this is national news. We need, and again, empowerment to you in your states, in your local communities. Stop messing with this Californication business, Texas. People from California who go there don't necessarily know the better way to do things. Look at California, and a lot of people call... One of the things they call out is term limits, and I'm just so sick and tired of hearing about term limits. You want to see term limits in action? Look at the California legislature. Hello. How undemocratic, how totalitarian it is. That's what happens with term limits. Anyway, it's Good Friday, and we have a lot to be thankful for. We are exceptional Americans. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes and author will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
One, zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Officials tell NBC News the U.S. military is on high alert as tensions mount between the United States and North Korea over what U.S. officials see as a possible imminent underground nuclear test. Those intelligence officials tell NBC News that the U.S. has positioned two destroyers capable of shooting Tomahawk cruise missiles in the region some 300 miles from the North Korean nuclear test site. U.S. bombers are also positioned in Guam to undertake strikes on the Korean Peninsula should it be necessary. Earlier this week, the Pentagon announced the USS Carl Vinson Aircraft Carrier Strike Group is also being diverted to the area. Multiple sources tell NBC News that if U.S. intelligence detects that a nuclear test is imminent, the White House is considering, for the first time in history, a preemptive strike to prevent it. This strike could include missiles and bombs, cyber, and special operations on the ground.
Two things are coming together this weekend. One is the distinct possibility of a sixth North Korean nuclear weapons detonation. And the other is a great deal of firepower headed right at the Korean Peninsula.
Why now? This weekend marks the 105th anniversary of the birth of North Korea's founder, Kim Il-sung.
North Korea in the past has used these major national holidays to celebrate the strength of the regime and to reinforce the national narrative of their independence. So it's not at all inconceivable that they might try to do something like that.
Today, North Korea warned of a merciless retaliatory strike should the U.S. take any action. The Trump administration is hoping the Chinese will use their considerable diplomatic and trade leverage to dissuade Kim Jong-un and his government from moving ahead with its nuclear program. A senior intelligence official tells NBC News, since President Trump met with the Chinese president in Florida, he's talked to him two additional times about North Korea. In the wake of this, the Chinese sent one of their senior nuclear specialists to North Korea for talks. A White House official told NBC News no military action will take place until South Korea signs off, a sentiment echoed today by South Korea's top diplomat. U.S. officials tell us that if North Korea launches a long-range missile, the United States is also prepared to shoot it down from destroyers now in the region, pending the agreement of the South Koreans. Making the situation even more complex, Vice President Mike Pence is headed for South Korea for a long-planned visit where he intends to spend Easter Sunday with American troops.
Well, there you have it. That's the game plan right there. This weekend could be an exciting weekend. Easter weekend. Happy Easter. Yeah, it could be a big deal because, this is what these tyrants do. You got to celebrate the birthdays, right? That's why, it's so important to understand how important with radical Islamic terrorists dates are. They always do things on certain dates, like 9/11, the symbolism behind 9/11. Yeah. So this is what they're doing. They're going to have this, this birthday celebration for the founding Dear Father. And what will happen is they're going to supposedly detonate their own, doing a practice test of a nuclear weapon. You see, the problem, you know, with nuclear tyrants is that they learn from each nuclear detonation, just like we did. We had hundreds of detonations all around, you know, well, not all around the world, but, well, back in the day. You know, it's kind of interesting. Russia was testing weapons. France was testing weapons. Great Britain was testing weapons. United States was testing nuclear weapons all around the world back in the 40s and 50s. Some of them pretty big weapons that we know everybody has all over the world. And pretty soon everybody was really, you know, it's getting a little radioactive around the planet. And they said, we better knock this off because this nuclear proliferation may be killing all of us. So by mutual agreement, for the most part, the countries that had nuclear weapons came together under the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty to put a stop to it in the 60s. And we stopped above ground testing, but there was still underground testing enter Nevada. Of course, that was all along a nuclear test site outside of Las Vegas. They just went underground and started detonating things underground. Well, that wasn't working out real well. So finally, that's just the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty came up. So that was a couple years later. Other countries like France continued to do nuclear detonations. And there is a number of great programs out there that show the nuclear detonations over time and since Hiroshima and Nagasaki and so on. But the nuclear bombs have proliferated. There's no quite now they're in the hands of somebody like a tyrant fat boy in North Korea. So this is a problem. And what happens is this, these scientists start to go down the road of developing these nuclear bombs. They learn by each and every nuclear detonation, and that is the problem. They learn how to put them on missiles for a delivery system. And this is one of the things, you know, I don't think they've got the capability yet to do this, but they've tried, obviously, like on the 27th of July last year. But will they get that capability? The answer is yes. So preemptive, a strike against North Korea, never happened. I mean, was it 50-some years ago? Longer than that. God, 70 years ago. North Korea invaded. We went through this yesterday. It invaded the South. Well, this is where this has all come about from. 1950. So we've got some problems. We've got some problems to work out. And will a preemptive strike and the destruction? Because if they do a preventive strike, what they're going to do is they're going to destroy all of his nuclear capabilities. That's what we will do. And then what's going to happen? What will the Koreans do? How will they respond? I don't think they've got the systems to be able to respond to us in kind. There's no question about that. They don't have that capability. We could just take them out in one punch. And what will China do? I don't think they're going to invade the South. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, and paul at a21r.com. Yeah, a lot of things going on in the world, and it's a pretty interesting place to be. Pretty, pretty interesting place to be. Anyway, okay, Liberty Tour 6 is coming up, and you've been hearing the commercials here on this radio show and other radio shows out there in the ether. Scott Cahill is going to be here talking about the Oroville Dam situation. Katie Grimes, fraud, and, of course, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence is the feature of the Liberty Tour. Liberty Tour 6, man, we're going to do 9 of them, and this is the 6th one we've done. It's been a 2-year process. It's going to be probably another 6 months, 9 months to complete the other 3. But, you know, we're trying to send the message about liberty and how important liberty is to all of us. That's why we started the Liberty Tour years ago. And it's been 3 years. Nah, come on. 2.5? 3 years, wow. So anyway, yeah, we're going to do 9 of them, and it looks like this year we're going to finally wrap them all up. And I'll tell you, it's been really amazing, some of the people that we have had here at the Liberty Tours and the information that they've given out to us. You know, it's just been absolutely amazing. So very, very fortunate. And it's a good Friday, right? It's a good Friday. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. And my email is paul at a21r.com. And like we say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.